Israel Rodriguez is an Orlando ballet dancer and instructor who performs and teaches in Central Florida and across the world with various groups. Rodriguez is leaving to Cuba this weekend. He was born there and still has family in Ciudad de Camagüey. I caught up with Rodriguez at his home before his flight. Israel, is this a trip to visit family or will you be working?
Visiting family, absolutely, yes. I'm going to be taking ballet over there with my company. There is a possibility that I might be performing there soon. While I'm there, I'm trying to get this performance as a goodbye. Not to mention, it would be an honor to perform in my own country after more than 25 years when I left. I'm thinking, you know, retiring maybe in a year or two from ballet. We always say that, but you know, you never retire completely. One of my purposes is to see if I can perform there before I retire.
So you've danced in Central Florida and in Cuba. What are the similarities and what are the differences in ballet performances between the two places?
I will say that it's different in terms of schools, what you learn in Cuba and what you learn here. There are different styles. In Cuba, we take ballet as a career. So we start when we are 9, and then when you are like 17, 18, you become professional if you actually are given the opportunity to become professional, because you go through so many tests to become professional. So in my country, we have the elite. If you become professional, it's like you're supposed to be elite in ballet. Actually, a couple of days ago, I was teaching. I asked my students, so who really liked ballet here? Who really wants to be a professional ballet dancer? And a few of them went like this. They raised their arm. And there was one or two girls that said, oh, no, I do this for a hobby. And I'm, no, I'm just here because my moms want me to be here and stuff. And then they asked me, how did I become a professional? And I explained to them that we do take this seriously.
You've taught many children how to dance ballet. What inspires you to teach?
Remembering my teachers and everything what they did for me. When I was a kid, I had a problem with my legs. I went from the age of 11 for a whole year with 2 casts in my legs. And that right there made me to love ballet. I said, you know what, I'm going to make it. The doctor told me I was not going to be able to dance anymore. And I made it. And now that I'm a teacher, I see a lot of students that they get injured and they rushed. So one of my inspiration to them is that to teach them what I went through and what they should do and how they should take care of their body. I want them to understand so many things that me as a dancer and as a student went through that could help them to achieve their dream.
Sounds like you're more like a life mentor, not just a choreographer teaching steps.
Absolutely. I think if you only go to places only to teach for the money, that's not me. I like to be very, very close to my dancers or to my students in terms of I will teach you their technique, but I also going to teach you life.
You live in Orlando, but you work and visit Cuba. Where is home for you?
Home is always going to be Cuba. And that is definitely where I come from. I still have my family there. And even though if I don't have family there, it's still going to be my home. I live in the United States for around 15 years. This is my new home. And I own a lot to this country. But it's going to be Cuba all the time.
You say that you steer clear of politics, so I'm not going to ask you a political question, but why do you choose to stay away from political discussion?
For me, it's like stepping on the soft ground and slowly you will sink. Then you have to do everything to try to survive. It's like some about talking about religion and stuff. It is not something that I'm interested in.
What are the Cuban influences you bring to your art here?
One thing that we learn in Cuba is to give everything when you dance, to dance with your heart. And it might sound kind of cliche, but it's true. It's like, it is the Latin flavor that I bring. My culture is very, very important. The way we being raised with the discipline and the respect to others. And that's another thing that I teach my kids, a lot of respect.
That was ballet dancer Israel Rodriguez. Find photos and video of him performing at WMFE.org.